This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Venezuela's leadership has to realize the people have spoken and forcefully rejected President Nicolas Maduro and his regime. Pompeo called the election that Maduro claims to have won a sham election. The secretary praised Paraguay for being one of the 54 nations that have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's true president.
As a member of the Lima Group, Paraguay stands among the leaders in our hemisphere in defense of democracy and calling out Maduro for what he truly is, a power-hungry tyrant who has brought ruin to his country and to his people.
The secretary later went to Peru for meetings with that country's president and foreign minister. On Sunday, Pompeo travels to the border town of Cúcuta, Colombia, where he is expected to meet with Venezuelan refugees. Meanwhile, International Monetary Fund Managing Director Christine Lagarde says her organization will not help Venezuela deal with its economic crisis until a large majority of its members decide who to recognize as the country's leader. Speaking at the IMF meetings in Washington Saturday, Lagarde said the majority of members have yet to decide who to recognize and need to start the process.
And as soon as that happens and we can actually identify the authorities, then we stand ready to move in and help and, sort of harness all our resources if we are asked to help together with others.
Venezuela has been struggling with a deep economic crisis marked by widespread food and medicine shortages, as well as hyperinflation. An estimated 3.7 million Venezuelans have fled the country. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan now has its third leader in as many days. Interim military leader Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman has promised protesters they'll soon have a civilian government after three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. We get more from Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder.
Leader number three for Sudan in as many days, yet another army commander, promising victorious and jubilant protesters that there will be a civilian government to follow three decades of autocratic rule under Omar al-Bashir. Still, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan Abdulrahman says the transition could take up to 2 years. And the crowds on Khartoum's streets are impatient for change and an end to rule by men in fatigues. Al-Bashir was arrested on Thursday after 4 months of protests over rising food prices, high unemployment and growing repression.
Lucy Fielder of Reuters. More than 60 migrants rescued off Libya and kept at sea for 10 days finally disembarked in Malta on Saturday. Malta's government announced a deal to distribute the migrants across four European nations, Germany, France, Portugal and Luxembourg. However, Malta said the German-flagged aid ship carrying them would still not be permitted to dock and none of the migrants would be allowed to remain in Malta. Meanwhile, the International Organization for Migration says that it has repatriated 160 African migrants who have been living under dire conditions in Libya. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
The situation in and around Tripoli has become increasingly violent and unstable since the renegade general began an offensive April 4th to capture the Libyan capital. Even with this turbulent backdrop, IOM organized a charter flight this week to Mali, carrying 160 migrants. Most will remain in Mali, but 61 migrants from Ivory Coast and Burkina Faso will continue onward to their homes of origin. So far this year, IOM has repatriated 3,175 migrants from detention centers and urban centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
At least five people were killed Saturday during violent protests in Somalia's capital city, Mogadishu. Hundreds of drivers took to the street to protest the recent killing of a tuk-tuk driver and road closures that have strangled traffic in the city. Protesters burned tires and shouted slogans against government security forces. At least two people were wounded when officers tried to disperse the crowds. It was not clear if police trying to contain the violence or private security guards fired the shots. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.